We've seen since the beginning of the campaign of the two biggest sides of the yes and the no. Certain political parties and also some religious leaders and also civil society organizations been campaigning for the no, but they did not have a lot of space to express themselves. Also, we've seen the yes branch walking along through campaigning all around the cities and also the stadiums in Bamako and other parts of the country. And the biggest closing campaign day is planned for Friday, where the YES is mobilizing people to fill up the biggest stadium in the country, Stade du 26 Mars, for the closing campaign before the voting.
So you said those planning to vote no are not having enough time to campaign. Why is that?
Recently, we've seen the president of the opposition, LA, as there is no, but Isaka Ujim, who has been member of the National Transitional Committee as a replacement of the National Assembly, he and a couple of other political parties joined in the coalition have been refused places to organize their meeting and press conference. But they've been able to organize it through private platforms, online and other space, to tell to people why to vote no for this constitution.
Briefly, those people who are planning to vote no, why are they going to vote no?
There are a couple of reasons about the no. First, they're talking about the current constitution's Article 118 mentioning we cannot organize referendum if the entire territory of the country is not under the control of the government and under the state, which is not exactly the case today because it has been really hard recently to have conversation with the former rebel groups based in Kidal and controlling this area. And also certain parts of the central regions of Mali where it is very hard and completely out of control of the national or the public administration. And the second biggest reason said we cannot organize referendum at least 6 months before the elections. And the case we are living right now is the local and regional elections are happening less than 6 months. And also, there are other branches mentioning about the superpower given to the president in the new constitution.
What does the new constitution, the one that is about to be voted upon, what does it say about the future of the military? For example, Colonel Goita, will he be able to run in any election?
This is a good question, actually. When you say military, I will say the political leaders of the transition authorities, because we have the five colonels who did the coup, which is different of the national army. So the military is not saying something. So the coup is prohibited as a crime against the state. This is in the new constitution. But what is said is when this constitution will be voted, yes, it will automatically replace and delay the existing constitution and the charter of the transition. So which means all the disposition and all the laws and things, including the charter of the transition, will be canceled. So that means all the obviously mentioned put like to be judged, to be pursued, or also to not be able to run for presidential election in the coming days will all be canceled. So that is not said clearly, but by doing A will automatically engage in B.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Mr. James.